Well, I'm George Ferguson. I was the first elected mayor of Bristol. Now, of course, the whole situation has changed and there will no longer be a mayor of Bristol after May 24. And for the very good reason is that we have a metro mayor position and most of the cities across the country are now represented more strategically by metro mayors who the government look to for both advice locally and for grants and funding, etc.
Now, Bristol was built on something called Bristol Bridge, and of course the fact that it is an incredible, one of the best in the world actually, natural harbours with the Avon Gorge, we've now been told that we have enormous hikes on mooring fees for people who are living in the harbour and working in the harbour.
Yes, I think this is, I think it's very high-handed, but it's also very short-sighted. The harbour is it's not something that should just be land on shoulders of those who live in the harbour. It's really important that the city see it as a huge magnet and financial benefit to Bristol as a whole. It's a really important part of our tourism economy in particular, but also I think very much part of our hospitality economy and all those things. It is one of the principal reasons why people come to Bristol. So it's completely unfair to try and land the cost of it on those who actually make it what it is.
The fear is that we could be looking at the harbour becoming a kind of Portishead-style marina with only the wealthy that maybe visit there or use their boats once or twice every couple of years.
Well, absolutely. I think there are some very unattractive boats that are just dumped in the harbour. I mean, when I look at St. Augustine's Reach, if I was in Copenhagen, that would be full of historic boats. It would be part of the main attraction of Bristol. It is the heart of that magnet, as I describe it, or honeypot that is the harbour. And yet it's full of Tupperware boats, as I call them, that seem to be visited very occasionally by people just to come and have a gin and tonic on them. And they are not part of the harbour's activity. So it is really important that we support the much more the much livelier boats, those ones that are lived in and operate in and around the harbour, rather than just supporting these, rather than just the occasional visitors.
Now, tail end of 2022, the City Council said they were going to do a consultation about what to do with those that were living and working in the harbour. And it was a kind of a bombshell, really, in January 23 to hear that actually there was no consultation really. The new fee structure had already been decided. Now, for years, the Boating Community Association had been preparing statistics, plans, and things to do with the harbour, ways to make it a better place to live, a better place to work, more attractive to visitors. And yet, apparently, there's been no engagement whatsoever from the Mayor's Office.
Very little, as I understand, and certainly nothing that you would call consultation. It is very much a dictate from above. But that's the style of the current mayor and his office, really driven by a guy called Kevin Slocum, who is his right-hand person, who is very high-handed, doesn't believe in consultation, believes that he is right and that telling people what to do is the way of running a city. It's not a good way of running a city. We should be much more inclusive and I think much broader in the way we do things. We're now run by a sort of Labour cabal that is chosen by the mayor and is so very different to the time when I was mayor, when we had all four parties involved in the decision making.
Well, that's easy to say, but surely this is why we had a mayor in the first place, because this is the way, apparently, so the business community tell us, and the Conservative government, to get things done.
Well, it should be the way of getting things done, but you get things done by involving people, not just by high-handed dictates. And yes, I mean, I would push things to happen, but never once in my knowledge did I ride over the wishes of the four-party cabinet that I had to advise me. So I think it's a matter of about being more inclusive. It's a matter of understanding the city. And I think there is really very little understanding of the people that are being dealt with and being told what to do rather than asked how they would like to do it.
What about the legal side? Because all these big changes, in fact, even one of the lawyers I was reading this week is saying that the consultation is not actually an option, it's a legal obligation.
Well, I would have thought it was. To be honest, I don't absolutely know whether it's a legal obligation here, but, you know, consultation is good practice in local government. We've all got to live together. You know, the whole point of local is that we should know each other and respect each other. It's something that gives local government a huge advantage over national government, but that advantage doesn't seem to be very noticeable here. And, you know, we don't like dictates from central government, but dictates of this sort from local government seem to me to be completely unnecessary and counterproductive.
If you had the ear of one of the voters right now, and I'm sure there are some of them listening, actually, George, what would you say to them about how to fight something like this? Because they certainly, I mean, it's not that they don't want to. I mean, they've got families. Some are being told you're going to have to pay three times the rent. The irony, of course, being, for many people have pointed this out, that literally the previous week this was announced, we had a vote at council when the council can to enforce rent controls to stop private landlords doing exactly what the council has done with the mooring fees.
Absolutely. Well, the Bristol Boaters organisation seem to be very well organised, but they're knocking their heads against a brick wall. I think it is getting together and make quite sure that all the people with a boating interest in the harbour become part of bristolboaters.org. So worth looking them up and getting involved and being supportive. I don't think there's much else that can be done unless there is a legal move that is possible, but that would obviously become expensive.
Yeah, what about the Harbour Master? Do you ever have dealings with the Harbour Master? Because he seems to be kind of playing quite an important role here.
Well, the Harbour Master doesn't really engage very well. I mean, I'm part of something that's the Harbourside Forum. And, of course, the Harbourside Forum includes the Bristol Boaters. And the Harbourside Forum is quite an influential body. So, I'm wrong in not citing them first, really. And they are furious about this. But the Harbour Master, strangely, doesn't turn up to the Harbourside Forum. You'd think he was an absolute key person to do so. I think people feel that we could get a good deal more engagement and support from the Harbour Master and his office.
Yeah, well, communications all round. That's definitely a good sign. George Ferguson, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tony.